When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In dreams. Coming up, mortuary workers abandon their duties in protest over unpaid salary arrears, lack of adequate personal protective equipment, and broken promises on bonuses and financial clearance for recruits.
We did same in November, they promised they were going to resolve them by 29th of December 2023, and they didn't do. In February, we notified them, telling them that this year is not going to be a job. We'll have to take what we have to take. We should not be getting to where we are now. It is because they have failed on their part to honor their own promise.
The University of Education postpones reopening as the Tertiary Educational Workers Union, TEU, joins university administrators on a strike over poor working conditions. Vice Chancellor Ghana say the institutions cannot operate without the unions.
These unions are in charge of utility services, sanitation, and all those things. And if they are not there, you can't manage.
We'll tell you more of how this is impacting the public. Now, former power minister criticizes the government for relying on public relations tactics to manage the energy sector as erratic power supply hits some communities. The outages are now being linked to a shortage in gas supply, raising concerns over the administration's handling of the situation.
So the maintenance argument does not make sense. Attempting to use here to shift the goalposts doesn't take. We probably have to go.
We'll bring you details of a joint statement from the ECG and GridCo on the shortage of gas and what that means for electricity supply to your homes and businesses. And in your election headquarters, NDC flag bearer John Dramani Mahama condemns the 2-week remand of Democracy Hub protesters, calling it excessive and an abuse of their rights, as Amnesty International joins in demanding immediate review of the decision as well as compensation for those unlawfully detained.
That we would want a list of all detained protesters and where they are stationed. We are also appealing that all who were unlawfully arrested be compensated according.
We'll take you live to the Accra Circuit Court, where some of the detained demonstrators are expected to be arraigned. What's up in sports?
Former Ghana international Derek Boateng accuses the Ghana FA of only caring about money over standard pitches for the Black Stars.
Mubarak will join us. Also in this bulletin, Ghana's pharmaceutical companies to soon import water as rivers across the country are polluted by illegal miners. I'll bring you details of that and more in this bulletin. I am Hannah Odami. Thanks for staying with us. Join us, independent, fearless and credible journalism. Mortuary workers in public hospitals have abandoned their posts today over unpaid arrears, lack of adequate personal protective equipment, and broken promises on bonuses as well as financial clearance for recruits. The unions say slow response from the Ministry of Health and other relevant agencies, despite repeated discussions and negotiations, push them to embark on this action. General Secretary of the Mortuary Workers Association of Ghana, Richard Kofi Jordan, says the action will only be called off when their demands are met.
It has to do, number one, with our PPEs, which is non-negotiable. We should have them. But currently, we don't have them adequately, and it is affecting the work we do. Number two has to do with some salaries arrears, which has been dated back 2020. We've been battling with the Ministry of Health and other agencies for some time now because of that salary arrears. Number three has to do with some financial clearance that we're seeking to have more mature workers to join us because of the workload and the fewer people doing it. The last one has to do with the coronavirus bonus that the president promised years back for frontline health workers, which mature workers were exempted.
Now, there's a sense, as I illustrated, that as labor unions and associations representing workers, you've chosen this time because, you know, you have 72 days on election, and this is where to get government to respond to you.
Well, it could be a factor. But the truth is that last year, November, we did the same. just that they failed on their part. We did same in November, they promised they were going to resolve them by 29th of December 2023, and they didn't do. In February, we notified them, telling them that this year is not going to be a joke. We will have to take what we have to take. We should not be getting to where we are now. It is because they have failed on their part to honor their own promise. So it is not our fault that we choose September ending or whatever time to strike.
Okay.
But strategically, it's good for us.
What is the strategy there?
People who are going to bear.
What is the strategic advantage there?
The advantage is that it's going to get to an ending. We know how many people are going to get buried.
And so what's the situation on the ground based on what he's saying? And my colleague Collins Frimpong visited the Kolebu Teaching Hospital and joins me on the line with more details. Collins, what is the situation currently?
Currently at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital mortuary, various families who are expecting to get their bodies out of the mortuary and continue with their funerals over the weekend have been left stranded as they are not able to make payment on even access some of the bodies to see how they are doing in the mosque. So,
when it comes to places like this with the strike issues, it's very upset because somebody might arrange his or her date for, a family would arrange a date for the funeral to be done, and then by the time you realize they said they are on strike and you can't take the body out, which is very bad. And even when we came here, we were seeing nurses coming from the Kolebu to beg them so that they would come and pick cups from the wards. And they are not attending to them, and it's very upset. It's very bad. My in-law is here, and then we have to come and make payments too, because tomorrow we have to come and pick the body from here. And then they are on strike, so we have to go back and then come back tomorrow to see if it will be possible.
Just give to pay our money.
But the payment, that one, they accepted the payment.
They
didn't accept the payment, but the officer.
So they didn't accept the payment. You better answer the payment.
Let's now take you to Kumasi, where we can speak to Nana Bwachi Iyadom for the latest. Nana, where have you been and what can you report?
Well, Hannah, we have been to several mortuaries in the Ashanti region. The strike is having a devastating impact on these government mortuaries in the Ashanti region, leaving many families in a state of distress. Well, the strike, which began today, we've been to the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital, and some families have been expressing their worry regards to the ongoing strike. Take a listen.
This year, no, yeah, better say, yeah, near to Tuaka, yeah, same free say, yeah, who say, yeah, kwa na ye, but if we say, body no, yeah, who be a, akudie.
Nana, briefly tell us exactly what the relative was telling you.
So, Anna, he is saying that he brought his relative to the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital, the mortuary over there, and they've been there since morning expecting to take over the body they have there. But then they have not met anybody since they got there in the morning, and they are being told to go and come back later. They intended to take the body to the Frimpong Boateng Hospital in Twase, but as I was speaking to him at that time, there hasn't been any response whatsoever from authorities.
Thank you very much, Nana Bwachi Iyadom. Now, joiners is learning that the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission met the leadership of the mortuary workers and the director of grievances with the commission. Professor Charles Adabu Opon joins us. Now, sir, thank you so much for your time with joiners. What exactly did you resolve?
Thank you. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to your cherished listeners. Yes, yesterday we met the leadership of Mochi Workers Association of Ghana. And the issues that they notified the National Labour Committee regarding their industrial action. We engaged them yesterday, and we have demonstrated commitment by the government team as a way of resolving their grievances. Largely, the issues were their request for PPEs, that is personal protective equipment, salary arrears dating back 2020, and then request for financial clearance for employment. And then lastly, that is COVID-19 bonus for mochi workers, as announced by the president during the pandemic. So we have charged the various agencies responsible, including the Ministry of Finance, to undertake steps to ensure that these things are resolved with immediate effect.
Well, as part of the resolution, you asked that they call off the strike for at least 2 weeks whilst you resolve all of this. Do you think that 2 weeks you'll be able to provide them with all the PPEs and also all the arrears they're asking for?
The agencies were duly represented, and they have demonstrated that commitment that within the stipulated time, they should be able to do the need for.
And when that is not done?
I'm very sure that that will be done.
Thank you very much for your time. Director of Grievances with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Professor Charles Adabuopon there. Let's stay a little longer on the labor unrest, and the Vice Chancellor's Ghana has served notice that public universities will not reopen for the new academic year because of the strike embarked upon by the Tertiary Workers Union, TEWU, and the university administrators of our varying demands. The National Chairperson of TEWU, Salamatu Brahima, says government has been foot-dragging on meeting their demands.
So one of the issues has to do with enhancement on our vehicle maintenance allowance. And the vehicle maintenance allowance includes motorbike, bicycles, and then cars. So what is that? Who uses all these vehicles to and from work? We negotiated with Fair Wages in May last year, and then we got an enhancement on those allowances, including our off-campus allowance. And the enhancements has remained on paper.
Well, on Tuesday, the University of Ghana postponed the reopening of the school, and yesterday, the University of Education Winneba and the University for Development Studies have also taken similar actions. Executive Secretary of the Vice Chancellor's Ghana, Cynthia Senna Beglo, tells Joy News the schools cannot operate without the striking unions.
Some universities were going to reopen in September, yes, and October thereabout, but many will also have reopened sometime January. Their first years will probably have come in January.
So for those universities, what are they having to do now with the strike on?
We have scheduled some meetings to be able to get some information and see the way forward.
You have to stay home a bit.
Of education whenever is following, and a couple more probably.
Let's do some power issues. If you've been experiencing intermittent power supply to your home or businesses, the former power minister, Dr. Kwabena Donko, says brace yourself for more. The Pro-West MP says the country is likely to face months of power cuts due to serious challenges currently facing the energy sector. The ECG over the past few days has attributed the recent outages to routine maintenance. The NDC minority has also been disputing this, and according to Dr. Donko, there are serious gas supply challenges due to ECG's failure to pay all the relevant stakeholders in the supply chain.
If a plant is shut down for maintenance, and that is why we have redundancy, assuming it's the Ghana gas processing plant that is shut down for maintenance, our thermal plants are dual fuel, and therefore the inability to supply gas will not let the thermal plants not fire. They will be fired by light crude oil. And so the maintenance argument does not make sense. Yes, Ghana gas facility could be on shutdown for maintenance. I'm not disputing that. But Ghana gas is only a fuel supplier.
So only yesterday, the minority spokesperson on energy, John Junapo, claimed the power distributors are shedding more than 500 megawatts of power, and he attributes the current development to dubious contracts as well as arrangements in the power sector. Well, my colleague Kweku Asante is now in the studio with me with a joint statement from the Electricity Company of Ghana and Gridco on this development. We now have confirmation, Kweku, that there is gas supply challenges. Tell us more.
Well, yes, the two institutions say they wish to inform the public that due to a challenge at the Ghana National Gas Limited Company, GNGC gas processing plant, at a Tuabo gas supply for power generation has been limited, which has caused some customers to experience intermittent interruption in power supply. We apologize unreservedly for this, and they are actually assuring the general public that exactly what they are going to do about this is that they are going to ensure that the gas supply is fixed, and that is fixed.
Well, thankfully, we've been joined by Ben Boache. He is with ASEP to give us more perspective on this. Now, only last week, your outfit demanded that the entire top management of the ECG is fired. The ECG boss is stepping down voluntarily. Is it enough to change the fortunes of the sector?
Thanks, Hannah, for having me. I think it's in order, but I doubt whether the shakeup that is required in the utility to bring efficiency and improve the fortunes of the company can be established by just focusing on the MD. And I think that it has to go deeper than that to make sure that there is a complete overhaul of management to bring urgency into.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To the organization and to make sure that the threats that the budget is exposed to can be addressed in the shortest possible time.
In the shortest possible time, how do you think that vacuum can be also filled?
Yeah, I think it's just government recognizing that there's a problem and making sure that the right people with the right technical skill sets and commitment, first of all, to efficiency are actually recruited for that job to make sure that they can improve the fortunes of the organization. And I also think that the political interference that has bedeviled the company over the years will have to give way to efficiency. And power sector, is business, and we should see it as such and not allow politics to run such critical infrastructure or companies to our ground, as we have done with ECG, to the extent that billions of CDs are spent every year to subsidize electricity, even though some people are paying for the electricity, simply for the fact that some people cannot collect revenue and others decide not to pay. Budget is shouldering those huge responsibilities.
Yeah, so Mr. Boache, we now understand that there is gas supply challenges as well as load shedding. How do we get around this to resolve all of that?
Those things are part of the power sector. We should know that Ghana Gas, their machines, they will go off once in a while. E&I, whatever source you have will go off. And that's why people need to embrace capacity to plan and plan effectively. And what we are seeing, always talking about gas shortage, fuel shortage, is lack of planning and efficiency injection into the space. So if we don't plan well to have the available liquidity, we will not be able to address these problems. And this will not be the last time we'll be seeing these challenges. So it all comes down to having an efficient system that is able to pay the bills, and therefore we can procure the right amount of fuel to be able to run the generators.
Thank you very much, Ben Boache. He is Executive Director of ASEP. Let's move on. And the flag bearer of the National Democratic Congress, John Dramani Mahama, is this afternoon calling for a review of a 2-week remand decision of the Accra Circuit Court for the Democracy Hub demonstrators to be detained in prison cells. In a statement, the former president said the decision of the court is high-handed and an abuse of the rights of the demonstrators. My colleague Kweku Asante is still with me in the studio and has a full statement. Kweku, tell us more of what he's been saying.
Well, so John Mahama says high-handedness with an exclamation mark. We must balance our need to maintain law and order with protecting the rights and freedoms of our citizens. Remanding Democracy Hub demonstrators only for 2 weeks is high-handed and an abuse of their rights. The youth of Ghana have a right to engage in manifestations to protect their future, especially in respect of key issues like the destruction of the environment through illegal mining. Draconian judicial decisions such as this will not stop them from speaking out. The authorities must request the judge to review the remand decision and grant them bail immediately.
Thank you very much, Kweku Asante. Now, Amnesty International Ghana has also joined in demanding immediate review of the decision as well as compensation for those who were unlawfully detained. Let's hear from the country director, Genevieve Partington, who spoke at a news conference.
What was their crime? To call on the government of Ghana to take immediate action against illegal mining that has destroyed our water bodies and causing alarm alarming health-related problems in several communities. Even if you claim someone has done wrong regarding protesting, they are still entitled to their basic human rights. We also need to review the Public Order Act 1994-491. There are clear issues in this act, and it gives security forces, specifically the police, too much power over potential demonstrations. Our main requests are that we would want a list of all detained protesters and where they are stationed. We are also appealing that all who were unlawfully arrested be compensated.
Genevieve Pattinson is with Amnesty International. Meanwhile, the Center for Democratic Development, CDD Ghana, is also taking on the Ghana Police Service over what they say is unlawful tactics employed by the police in the recent arrest and detention of some 40 citizens in the Stop Galamsey Now demonstration over the weekend. Now, let's take you to the Accra Circuit Court, where some of the protesters are expected to be arraigned before the court today. And my colleague Kenneth Jesse joins us live on the phone lines. Kenneth, what are we to expect in court today?
Well, Hannah, we're expecting the 11 remanded accused persons to appear before the court at exactly 1:30 p.m. after they were denied bail yesterday. Now, the court session today is not expected to drag, as the lawyers for most of the accused persons argued their cases in court yesterday as to why their clients should be granted bail. And of course, the anticipation is what the verdict of the judge will be as to whether all or some of them will be granted bail or otherwise. And because, for example, lawyer for one of the accused persons yesterday argued that his client be granted bail to receive psychiatric treatment because he had speech impediment and was not of sound mind, while others argued that their clients were people of good standing and will not abscond if they are granted bail.
Thank you very much, Kenneth. And he will be telling us more whether Oliver Vakavomo and Fanny Otu, who couldn't appear in court yesterday due to ill health, will be present today. You're still listening to the Midday News live on Joy 99.7 FM and on 16 affiliates across the country. When we come back, NDC flag bearer, as we've been told, condemned the two-week remand of the Democracy Hub, protested, calling it excessive, and will also tell you more in sport. And the Ghana pharmaceutical companies to soon import water as rivers across the country are polluted by illegal miners. Stay with us.
Are you ready to get way more chances to win with Betway? Every single day, you have the key to unlock 5 free spins on Mega Money Wheel, where you stand to win a massive 1 million Ghana Cedis jackpot. All you need to do is to log in and take your spin. Exclusive to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway. Get way more.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Here's to the friends who dialed *712# and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is everywhere for everyone.
Dial star 712 hash. Now join in the luckiest winning celebration. Every 1st July 2024. Over dial star 712 hash. Now I can swear to take it through as a group, individual, and as a, even as a community. Now win is the car cashier. Prizes are cashier in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with star 712 hash. Now join in the winning streak now.
The luckiest
star 712 hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah, the luckiest.
Welcome back. What's up in sports?
Yes, Hannah. So in 15 days, the Black Stars will face Sudan in the 2025 AFCON qualifier. But the venue for this home match is still unknown. The Baba Yara Sports Stadium, which hosted Ghana's last home game, has been banned by CAF due to the poor quality of the pitch. The decision means Ghana may have to host the match abroad with Ivory Coast and Togo as potential options. Former Ghana international Derek Boateng attributes the blame to the GFA.
It's really, really sad. The FA need to wake up and do something because this is their job, you know, to make sure that all the fees are good for the players to play. The only thing they care about, for me, I'll say it and say it every single day, is money. We have players come playing in Europe in a good field. You understand? So you cannot tell me that Thomas Partey will play in Arsenal field, how look the field is, the training facility and everything. And he will come to Ghana. I'm not asking for the same pitch in Arsenal, but at least they should do it better. If they care, the FA care about football, they have to make sure that those things are done before the players will come. We don't have to be there. Ghana now have to find a field to play a home games or come on.
Derek Boateng is a former Black Stars midfielder. That's your sports.
Anna. Thank you. And the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana is worried that unbridled illegal mining activities could have devastating consequences on the manufacturing of drugs in the country. According to the president of the society, Samuel Kodonko, the contamination of water bodies through Galamse could lead to the importation of water to support the production of pharmaceuticals. He says the production of essential pharmaceutical products depends on access to good quality water. Nana Buachi Yadom has more in the following report.
The Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana has expressed deep concern over the increasing threat posed by illegal mining activities to the country's water resources. Speaking at its annual general meeting, the president of the society, Samuel Kodonko, lamented the contamination of water sources by illegal miners, noting it could lead to the importation of water for local manufacturing purposes.
It is undoubtedly one of the greatest threats to public health we have ever confronted. The activities of illegal miners, in particular, have devastated our water bodies, making it increasingly expensive for pharmaceutical companies to drink water for the manufacturing processes. Ghana currently enjoys self-sufficiency in local production of infusions, but illegal mining threatens this achievement.
Presidential Advisor on Health, Dr. Anthony Nsia Asare, indicated the measures are being instituted to curb illegal mining activities to enhance local production.
There are laws which are in this country. We will make sure that those laws apply. But the fight against galamsey or mining, or illegal mining, is a holistic fight. Everybody should be on board. So we are calling on everybody, including all the political parties, but the major one, to put their signature under a document. So that together we all work together. If you remember, we were almost there in 2020 until some other people went and go to the galamsey size and said that, when you come back, we will make you do your mining and all this. This is not the way to go.
Two other stories. An independent presidential candidate and leader of the Movement for Change, Alan Chemoting, is raising concerns about the integrity of the current voters' register, and he joins calls for a comprehensive audit. Maxwell Agbagba joins me with a statement that he released. What does he propose?
One, the establishment of a high-level technical working group chaired by the EC with representatives of candidates cleared to contest the general elections and the consultants responsible for the EC data management. Two, the technical working group would agree on the process and procedures for a full and comprehensive audit of the current voter register based on the following source documents: A, the final 2020 voters register; B, limited registration information since 2021; C, voter transfers effected since since 2021 and the special voters list since 2020 to date.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.